Prince and Raspberry Beret on Easy Rock. It's 8-11, 9-11 in the Creston Valley with the Wayne and Jane Show. And I've been following this guy's work for I think it was about a year. I've been trying to kind of get him on the air. And then I watched a movie and I'm like, I wonder if Garvin Cross worked on this movie. And Garvin, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being here. People around here, you've moved here quite a few years ago.
2.5 years ago. Well, originally it was a long time ago.
Yeah. And then I'm hearing that, you know, all of a sudden I look at your website. Here you are. You're this stuntman who's been working on all these TV shows. I've seen you, even though I didn't know it was you, in a ton of different movies. Let's go through some of the people that you've worked with. Daniel Craig, you doubled him. Jackie Chan, I don't see the resemblance.
No, but I did work with him on a couple of movies, so that was great. And then Jeremy Renner in the last Mission Impossible 4, and Ed Harris, and Michael Keaton, and
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
On a movie years ago called Fear.
Yeah. Wow. And then probably a lot of the commercials. You said over the weekend for football there was a Ford Fusion commercial.
Yeah, as my career's kind of carried along, one of the branches that I've done is precision driving, which is car commercials, and I do a lot of that. That's primarily what I'm doing more these days. And there's a Ford Fusion one that's just out, and there's also Ram trucks with Sam Elliott. So I've done, you know, there's a couple on the air right now.
Yeah.
How exciting is your life?
Well, kind of different.
Yeah, I mean.
Your body doesn't always agree with that. But.
How did you get into being a stuntman in movies?
Wow, crazy. I fell into it. No, just joking. How it all kind of worked about was probably started off, you know, I used to play a lot of soccer when I was a kid. Played pretty serious soccer there until I was about 18. But moved on to smoke jumping and got a job there. And another thing, you know, I ended up ski racing in Europe, and so I just kind of pursued it a bit, and there was a little niche in Vancouver years ago, mm-hmm. 20 years ago now, and people were looking for people, and somebody called me up and said, hey, you'd be great for this, and so we knew nothing, we were naive, and we would train at a little gym out near the airport, and that's how you started.
Because yeah. I see some, when I look at your demo reel that you've got on your website, there's some great ski action as well. I mean, there's going back to the days when you moved here.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because I didn't actually do a ski stunt until I worked on Inception a few years ago. So there I was, you know, I'd been skiing and ski racing, and that was one of my, sort of my, what I thought was one of my big things.
Yeah.
And yet there I was not doing it at all.
Yeah. Inception, who was in that
movie? I remember that movie.
Who was Leonardo DiCaprio,
yes.
And Christopher Nolan's the director. It's, you know, the dream within a dream.
Yeah.
That's right.
You were in that.
We did the big snow sequence up at Fortress Mountain.
Oh.
Wow.
And I was the commander, the snow commander on the Hummer.
Yeah.
So I was also stunt acting in that one. And that's what I do a little bit of as well.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite people to work with so far? I know we were sort of discussing it off the air.
Jackie Chan was definitely one of them. You know, Harrison Ford was great. He was fantastic. Very personable. You know, would come on, guys, let's go for a beer.
Yeah.
A lot of the time you don't get an opportunity to spend a lot of time with the actors. We're a little bit different. You know, they're trying to stay focused for their acting stuff, and we're kind of rah-rah a little bit.
Right.
We're kind of like more of the sports guys.
I like your job better.
you did to say that you have a newfound appreciation for Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you know, I worked with him on Mission Impossible 4. I was stunt doubling Jeremy Renner, and, you know, he was unbelievably professional. He knew people's names. He came, he was always the first one on set. He knew all his lines, his where he was supposed to be. He would help, you know, pick up garbage on set. So he was a lot like Jackie Chan. I was really impressed. I really, prior, didn't have a great respect maybe for Tom Cruise, but an incredible also stunt performer.
We're actually on in the schools. There's schools right now that they have us playing in their foyers. And I'm wondering, if somebody wants to do a career like this, what's your advice?
Definitely, it's changed a lot in the last 20 years. I started 20 years ago. So now it's a lot of wire work, whereas we used to do a lot of things without wires. So trampoline is huge, and tumbling and gymnastics.
So gymnastics?
Gymnastics, and you're wanting to also train with, you know, martial arts. And most of that is Krav Maga or, you know, sort of an Israel technique or, you know, and focus, and you have to give it, like any career, you have to give it lots of time. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just expect to be doing it in 2 years. You need to, you know, 7 years it took me to actually get on to set and start working as a professional.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, and it took just a year for me to get you on the show. So
a little tricky. I'm not always here, but thank God for Pacific Coastal Airlines.
Garvin Cross, thank you very much for coming in. A pleasure to meet you, sir.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks, guys.